Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Romans chapter 5, verses 1, 2, and 5. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us. The Holy Spirit doesn't know how to say when. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Bud loved to eat ice cream. Bud loved to scoop out ice cream for others even more. When he dug into the gallon bucket of vanilla, he would speak with a smile, "Say when." If you didn't want a mountain of vanilla, it would be wise to take only one scoop. The Holy Spirit doesn't dish out ice cream, but He does love to give you God's love. Think of the Holy Spirit as God's delivery man. God the Father gave us His Son to be our Savior. The Son gave His life on the cross to forgive us, and then spit death out of His mouth to promise us life forever. The Holy Spirit takes the forgiveness, love, and life from Jesus and delivers it to people through the Bible's promises. The Spirit doesn't give you a little love and say, "You get what you get, so don't throw a fit." The Spirit pours God's love into you. What do you do after your plate is piled high with ice cream? You eat it and enjoy the frozen dessert. After the Holy Spirit has given you His love, what is it now time to do? Trust and enjoy the spiritual gifts that God has given to you. How can you be sure that God loves you? Jesus' cross promises that He does. Jesus died for you without being asked. More than that, Jesus died for you not because you were a good person, but because you were a sinner. You needed Jesus, so He willingly went to the cross to show how much He loved you. Jesus isn't just anyone. He is true God. If God died for you, not only do you know how much you mean to Him, but the death of God's Son promises forgiveness of sins and peace. Everything between you and God is good. God doesn't look at you with a disappointed frown. God isn't angry with you. But He loves you so much that He wants to spend forever with you. These are the promises of love that the Holy Spirit pours into your heart, and He doesn't ever ask you to say when. We pray to God the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, give us a thirst to listen to the word that promises God loves us. Thank you for the gift of faith that holds on to Jesus as our Savior. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.